Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenge. This week we're looking at how following Jesus resets our views of society and the things that normally divide people one from another. We've seen a vision for the church laid out in Paul's letter to the Galatians, where the things that normally divide us, male, female, Jew, Greek, slave or free, in our day, gender, class, and race, where those things no longer divide people, but rather are simply part of who we are as a community when we come together as a church. This isn't just a human construct. It goes all the way back to the fact that we were all created by the same God the Father, that every human being was descended from one ancestor, Adam, that every human being, regardless of gender, was descended from Adam. We were once one. And so even though we have this great diversity in our world today, we are one. Now there's been a great deal of division because that one man from whom we all descended did rebel against God and brought sin into the world that continues to divide people one from another and to divide people from God. But then we can look at another man who was called sort of the second Adam, who came and made it possible for those divisions to be overcome, for sin to be overcome, because he destroyed sin. He's broken its power, and although it still exists in our world today, its time is limited because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. And we can simply look at God's kingdom, the vision of all nations, all people gathered together under God's reign. Once again, we were created to be one, and God's plan, God's vision for this world is that he will gather together again all those who want a relationship with him as one in his kingdom. Now that's a great vision. And the church community, people learning to follow Jesus now, are meant to be a foretaste of that kingdom. We're meant to be practicing it life like that right now. And so you can see a church community is really meant to be a reflection of the oneness of the human race coming together with those divisions broken down and destroyed, where we come together with all our diversity, united by our efforts to follow Jesus. Now, unfortunately, that's not a reality everywhere. I asked you earlier this week if you'd ever seen divisions in church communities, and I bet you had some answers from your own experience or simply from what you've seen on the news. As Redeem the Commute becomes a church community, as we become Redeemer Church, we have to think hard about this question is, will our church community reflect the community in which we live? Will we look like Ajax? Will we look like Durham Region? Will we look like the GTA? Will we look like Canada? It's an important thing to wrestle with because it's a question of whether we will look like the kingdom of heaven. Will we look like God's people come back together as one, united by our worship of the Lord Jesus Christ? That's going to be our challenge as we become a church community. And so we've got to do some thinking about how that actually looks in practice. And I want you to start practicing that on your own. It's actually your challenge for this week. I want you to step over some boundaries, some of the things that usually divide people. For example, maybe you could eat the food of a different culture. Go to a restaurant that you wouldn't normally go to, that you've never been to before, that serves the food you've never had, and ask some questions. David, our videographer, and I went to a cafe recently where we met a woman who was from Somalia. And she told us a little bit of the story of how she came to be in Canada starting her own cafe. If we hadn't have gone to a cafe run by a Somalian, we'd never have had opportunity to ask those questions and learn her story. So go somewhere you've never been. And don't just eat the food, but ask some questions. Do some learning. There might be other things in your life that you know are barriers as well. And so try to step over some of those boundaries that society puts up. As you start practicing church, you start practicing the kingdom of God, a society where those things that normally divide human society are all broken down. And although we have men and women, people from all different places around the world who speak different languages, and we have people who have different class levels and educations, we can all come together as people united by Jesus. That's your challenge. Step over a boundary today. Tell that story of what you're going to do or what you have done to your discussion group as soon as you can. Enjoy swapping stories of what crazy things you've done and what you learned. Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect about this topic. Bye for now.